Era.
One step away. Every time I feel the pain, one step away.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is so good. What a beautiful song to just start this morning. It was just so peaceful and so surreal. Just knowing, hallelujah, knowing, hallelujah. Just one step away, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just knowing that Jesus is just one step away. One step away from your heartache. One step away from healing in your mind. One step away from healing in your body. One step away from restoration. One step away from deliverance. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? Lord, we just thank you for just Lord, we just thank you this morning for just being here in our presence, Lord, and just allowing the Holy Spirit to be ushered in to us this morning, Father, with such a powerful song, Lord Jesus. Just a powerful song, Father God. Sometimes it's just the minor things that turn things into a major. And just knowing that Jesus is just one step away should just have everybody's mind and their heart just fluttering. Just knowing that he's right there, all you have to do is reach out and receive him so minds can change, hearts can change, so he can be there for you to turn things around in your life. We don't have to remain the same because he's already paid the price for that. He's one step away. Let that be your confession this morning, this week, all the time. Let that be the knowing that he is just one step away. Let that walk around for this entire, from here and now on, knowing that he's just one step away. I'm so appreciative of hearing that song this morning, because sometimes we do have to be reminded that he is just one step away. Good morning to everybody that's under the sound of my voice. We again thank you for coming and sitting at our executive meeting where we eat the daily bread of life and we drink the living water. We're just so grateful that you continue to make God your number one priority early in the morning. We know that people have busy schedules, but we thank you. God loves you because you're not putting him on the back burner, but you're bringing him to the forefront. So we thank you for that. As we start a new week, as we know, we never know what God is going to down for. We never know what we're going to receive. We just know that we are going to be blessed because this is where he is. This is how he wants us to be, blessed at all times, that we bless him at all times. So again, we say good morning to all of our partners all over the land. No matter where you're at, we're all one unit right now because we are in the presence of the Lord. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Bring us on in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saints. Thank you again for tuning in with us. Once again, we thank you, God, for coming in with us and ushering your spirit, God. Once again, it's an awesome feeling, Lord, to have you with us, oh God, surrounding us, God, with your omnipresence, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for this day, oh God. As I decrease in me, God, and increase in you, oh God, we thank you, God, for this day, oh God. Like never before, oh God, we lift your name up in high, oh God. As today, oh God, we create a new day, oh God. You gave us this day, oh God, a new day, oh God, for us to get it right again, oh God. So today, oh God, we remove of ourselves, God, the things of us that is not of you, oh God, and we place them away, oh God, and we keep them away, and we move into an adulthood, God. We move away from childlike things and childlike mindsets and childlike walking and childlike talking and childlike thinking, oh God. We move into adulthood, oh God, into you, oh God, and be able to create a clear heart, a clear mind, a clear spirit, oh God, so we can recreate and create the things that you would have us create, God, and spread the word, have you have us to spread it, oh God, and give the knowledge that you would have us to give, oh God. We thank you, God, for the anointing, God, the blessing, God, the spirit, God, that you pour into us, God, of purity, oh God, to keep our mind and our heart pure, oh God. We thank you, God, for allowing us in your presence, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God, to get it right in you, oh God, to stand with you, oh God, to do your work, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for allowing me, oh God, allowing us, oh God, to do your work, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the joy that you bring in, oh God, the happiness, oh God, the peace of mind, oh God, the peace of spirit, oh God, that you are instilling us in this day, oh God. It's a new week, oh God, for us to do the jobs that you have us, God. We shall do everything, oh God, unto you, oh God. We shall go out in this day, oh God, and do everything in a joyful mindset, a joyful heart, God, joyful intent, oh God. We shall walk, God, in a powerful mindset, oh God, that we shall walk into our blessings, oh God, and we shall not walk into the negativity. We shall not pour negativity. We shall not think of negativity. We shall lay all that aside, oh God, so we shall walk into you, oh God. May we could create a positive mindset, a positive atmosphere. May we be the light, God, that we shine everywhere we go today, oh God. We thank you, God, for this anointing, oh God. We thank you for this blessing, oh God. We thank you, God, for your true blessing, God, and showing your face to us this morning, oh God. We thank you, God, for coming here, oh God. We thank you for surrounding yourself with us, oh God. It's truly a blessing, God, to know you, God, a little bit more every day, oh God. As I sit with you this morning, God, it's a joy that I feel, oh Lord, that's in my spirit, oh God, to keep me going, oh God. Thank you, God, for blowing air on these old bowls, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day and for the more, God. I love you, God. As we praise your name from here to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God, I thank you, Jesus Christ. It's in your name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We just thank you, Minister Chiquita, for that prayer. We thank you for always opening up your heart and speaking what God has placed onto it. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. But most of all, we just thank the Lord, because this is the day that he has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And guess what? It's nothing that nobody can do about nothing that no one else can do anything about it, because God loves us unconditionally, and he shows us, he proves us proves that point to us every single day, every day that he wakes us up. No matter what our circumstances is, what our situation is, he shows us new mercies every single day. A newness he shows us. It's up to me, it's up to you, it's up to everyone to be able to look through his eyes and see what he has granted us, because there are so many that has not been given this opportunity. So we do need to bless his name at all times. We do need to continuously praise him no matter what your situation is. We do need to realize that he is just one step away, that he has everything in order. All we need to do is be in a place of alignment. All we need to do is sometimes we have to realign ourselves. We have to get into a place, and we're realigning ourselves by changing different things, changing our mindset, changing the way our attitudes, changing the way we walk, the way we talk. But what we do need to know is that God, he does provide, and we do need to know that if it wasn't for him on our side, where would we be? If it wasn't for God on our side, where would we be? Because one thing that we do know, that we can continue to live in a life of sin, or we can continue to be into a place where we are striving for righteousness, we're striving for holiness, and it is a process. Nothing happens overnight. I don't care if you are the lowest man on a totem pole with your job. I don't care if you are. You still have to work hard. You have to work. You have to put the work in to be recognized for the promotion. We have to, in our daily walk, we have to put work in. And as you put that work in, you have to have confidence. You must build confidence in yourself. And that's the word that we will be going into on today, the word confidence. I looked it up in the dictionary. And it states, it's the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, firm trust. And the scripture that I will be reading from today is 1 John 3:20 and 21. But the topic when you go into your Bibles is it's about love one another. And yesterday, during our church services, First Lady Spencer said something so profound. She said that we needed to not forget others, or not to forget other people, or people, or make them feel least important. I'm just saying how I received what she said. It might have been completely different, but I'm telling you what was downpoured into me, not to receive people or make people feel least important, to reach out and to, you know, touch someone. And then Apostle Temple came back and he reiterated what she said and basically what was downpoured into me about the way we might talk to people, the way we might act with people or whatever. And so when I went in to, I wrote it down, and late through the night, I just started praying about it. And I said that, and what came to me was that a lot of people confident because they're so stuck on condemning, self-condemnation, condemning themselves and different things like that. And so I went and I started searching scriptures, and what came up was 1 John 3:20 and 21. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And I am going to start with verse 18. It says, "Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we will be confident when we stand before God. Even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings, and he knows everything." 21 says, "Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence." So with that being said, that's what I would like to speak about this morning, confidence, not condemnation. And 3:20 and 21 speaks to us about condemnation in our hearts. A condemned heart steals confidence. Anyone who wants to be a victorious Christian must learn how to handle condemnation. You do not linger. Let me tell you what condemnation is. Condemnation is the expression of very strong disapproval, censure. That was what that word means. So when we sin, we need to learn how to shake it off and quickly go on, because what we need to honestly realize that no one is perfect in this world. We may have, or in our minds and in our hearts, we may have a perfect heart, a heart that genuinely loves and seeks to please God, but we still are not perfect in every thought, in every word, and in every deed. So I want to put a pin there. A lot of times, people around us, they are living in self-condemnation instead of being confident in what Jesus has done for us. So, and those people tend to shy away from things. They tend to stay in the background. They tend to take themselves in a place where they're not visible because they feel like that they're not good enough. They're not worthy of God's love. They're not worthy of your encouragement, my encouragement. So they tend to back away. And when they back away, they take a self-pity party with them. They take a party with them at, well, nobody loves me. Nobody calls to check on me. Nobody does this. Nobody does that. And that may be very true. So yesterday when those comments came out, because I have people like that in my life, I made a conscious note. I wrote it down that I need to, because I was a person that lived in self-condemnation. I was a person that constantly put myself down. I was a person that never forgave myself for my sins, or I would sit and say, if I could have, would have, should have, then my sons wouldn't have went through this. If I could have, would have, should have, my husband wouldn't have done this. And then I would sit and take myself back as big as my mouth is and alienate myself, or be in a place where I would sit and be like, okay, well, I'm not going to say anything about this. Or in, if it's at a family gathering, because of things that I've done in the past, I would never put myself in the forefront. I would always stay back. And through time, and with this taking place, depression came on, mind battles came on. I just felt like, oh God, I'm not good enough. But I'm going to say it, and I know that I don't have to give a testimony, but you'll hear it all the time, and I'm not going to give a long testimony. But when I went into AD, when I went to ADM, and when I went to ADM, I had, 7 years of feeling this way, 7 years of being in the background, 7 years of worrying about what people said about me, 7 years of just beating myself up all the time because of mistakes that I made. Some things people put on me, but I had to ask myself, where were you in the picture? And I put my own self in situations, and I had to go through some different things, some things that brought shame to me, that some things that brought shame to my mother, some things that brought shame to everybody else. It did not matter to the shame to everybody else. What the problem was that I felt shame. I felt that God was just never going to use me again, because he had me in a place where I could have been witnessing to many. He had me in a place where I could have been changing lives by speaking the word of God, but instead I was doing other things. Instead, I was ignoring him. Instead, I had other things on my mind. I had climbing a ladder that God wasn't ready for me to climb. And when I fell off that ladder, I fell into a place of shame. And it took, I understood what they were saying yesterday when they said, go out and don't forget those others or whatever. Because, see, I was one of those that they did not forget. I was one of those that they poured into. I am, and I'm still being poured into day by day. I am one of those that Apostle Temple and First Lady Spencer listened to God and said, okay, this is what I want you to plant this seed. I want you to nurture this person. I want you to let this person know that there's beauty for ashes. I want you to know that. And it's such a good feeling today, this morning, to be able to share this with someone, because there's another evangelist out there. There's another Shanitha that's out there that was in the same situation that I was in. And you may be on this phone today, but I'm here to tell you is that God, in Romans 8:1, let me go there. In Romans 8:1, it says, In Romans 8:1, it says, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. I belong to Christ Jesus. You belong to Christ Jesus. He paid the price for us. He paid the price for us. So therefore, we belong to him. We do need to get our act together. Let's just keep it real. Let's have a real talk here. We need to get ourselves together. We need to sit and stop doing the same thing over and over and over. Because when you do the same thing over and over, knowing that you have Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Messiah, the Savior that died on the cross, that paid the price for our sins, when we continuously, purposely, knowingly continue to commit the same sin, the same act over and over, you are going to feel some type of way. You're going to feel some type of way. I'm going to feel some type of way, because guess what? You know better. You know better. Once you receive the word, the true unadulterated word of God, and you start reading your word and you start meditating on your word and you start doing the different things that you know that is required of you to build this relationship with God, to walk in his presence, to talk with him, to allow him to be your lordship, the head of your life, then you know that there are things that you should not do. And people genuinely, people will sit and they will minimize themselves because they know that the things that they're doing are wrong. So even, let me continue with me. Let me talk to me. Even though I was accepted, even though I was not just accepted, I was received, even though God said, I can remember one Sunday, the Apostle Temple said, Minister Nita, put your hands on my shoulder because God is giving you another mantle and whatnot. And I put my hands on his shoulder to receive what God had given me. And I thank God for that because, see, I was a work in progress in every time that God felt the need to elevate me because he saw that my confidence was getting built. He saw that the self-condemnation was being stripped from me little by little, and I got to the point where I did not worry about what people were saying about me anymore because, see, I realized that God had put me, I'm emotional this morning, hallelujah, God had put me in a place. He had put me in a place where he nurtured me, where he wanted me to grow, where he continuously on this day still watered me. And I'm just thankful for that. And this is why it's so important that you pay attention to the people that surround you, the people that you're not hearing from, the people that are minimizing themselves, making themselves visible. It is our duty, it's our duty to go back and find somebody. It may be somebody right in your face, but you're too busy. You have too many things going on. You got situations that's going on that you're not paying attention to that person that may need that extra word of kindness today, that may need a virtual hug, that may just need a simple hello. You know, so I'm just saying to you all today, we have to be in a place where we are building people. We are kingdom builders. In that kingdom building, we are administering love. We are administering peace. We are administering joy. We are administering happiness. We are telling the people the truth. The truth about what they're doing. We're helping them come up out of the situation. Now, yes, in the time that God placed me there, I cannot tell y'all how many times God corrected me. I cannot tell you how many times that the truth was told to me. I get the truth told to me, if not daily, every other day, or sometimes throughout the week. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I receive it because I realized that God was taking me out of a hole and bringing me into the lightness. And I was and I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful that those words came out of both of their mouths yesterday because it reminded me, because sometimes we get into a place where we forget where we came from. We forget what people have done for us. We forget and we just sit and say, oh, I'm not, listen, that person did this, that person did that. If they wanted somebody to talk to them, if they wanted somebody to do this, they would pick up the phone and call themselves. They wouldn't sit and they wouldn't hide themselves. That's a lie. That's a lie. I'm here to tell you, when you are in a place of self-condemnation, because you know that you keep doing the same thing over and over, even you know that you went to God and you asked for repentance, and that repentance wasn't a true repentance. You continue, whether it's because it's circumstances, whether because it's your social, because it's an economical thing, your social, because you're going through different things socially, because of your lack of or whatever, and you continue to do the same thing over and over. And then when the light comes on, you feel some type of way. You feel that you're not worthy. You feel that you are just the least person on this world, on this earth. You live in a cave. You live in a mental captivity. This is where you live, and it's time to let that go, because Scripture says that Jesus does not condemn us. We don't have to sit into a state of condemnation. Even in Proverbs 4:23, it tells us to guard our hearts with all diligence and reminds us that the issues of life flow out of our hearts. We have to have, before, when I first got on the prayer lines of ADM, Apostle Temple would always say, before we end the call, are all minds and hearts clear? You know, and I would sit and say, I wonder why he's asking us, is all minds and hearts clear? The revelation didn't hit me until this morning. The revelation did not hit me that he was pouring into everything that he was pouring into us. He was making sure that we was receiving it, that we understood it, that it was resonating in our hearts, that was flowing up into our minds, that there was no form of confusion in the place, that the words that were coming out of his mouth, the teachings that he was teaching us, that he was in a place where he was teaching us and helping us, where he wanted to know, are you clear? Is your heart straight right now? Is your mind straight right now? Or do we need to take a little bit more time to go back over what we need, what we just got finished talking about? Because I want you to know that you are worthy. I want you to know that you don't have to stay in this same place. I want you to know that I want you to be successful and prosperous, and this is why I'm teaching you these things. I do not want you to stay in a place where you feel like that you're not good enough. That's how I received it. I can't sit and speak for everybody else. I have to speak on how the Holy Spirit teaches me. And that's how I received it this morning. So I was able to sit and put that nugget down to sit and say, okay, God, you finally brought it to the forefront for me. And by him saying that, it makes me know that this is something that I need to be mindful for with other people. We, as a people, we, you, I, when we sin, we have to ask for true repentance. You have to train. The scripture says in John 4:15, to love me is to obey my commandments. We cannot have confidence without love. We cannot have confidence without faith. When you have the confidence that God is going to, when you have faith, that confidence come into you to say God is going to do what he says that he's going to do. When you're praying and you're asking God for something, you should have confidence. That confidence should be right there with the faith. But see, if you have self-condemnation, then there is no faith there. Because you're not even believing in yourself. You're not even believing that you can do the things that God, that you can ask and God will answer. Why? Because you feel that you're not worthy. And I'm going to leave it right here, and I'm going to turn it over to Apostle Temple, because I have no clue what God is getting ready to do. I have no clue why God said, this is where you're going this morning, but I do believe this, that it's always he gives a scripture or he gives a word because there's a teachable moment. So good morning, Apostle Temple. Turning it over to you.
Hey, good morning. God bless you, Evangelist. God bless everyone. Amen. God bless all of you. Listen, I'm going to dig more into this topic tonight. At 8 o'clock tonight, I'm going to dig more into this. But I just want to give some. I love that we're in a season where God is just really trying to give people fresh information, for you can live your life accordingly, amen, and live your life. So I just want to talk about just a couple of power points. One of the power points is repentance. Now I want to share something with you all, because a lot of people even get this part mixed up because of the interpretation. And this is one of the areas, you can get in a Bible study class with me, because, You got to learn how to look in some things in the Bible that is written. You got to learn how to look past the author, you know, what the author is trying to say, because there's a lot of things that been interpreted. So because of the interpretation of the translation pertaining to the Bible, you know, some things are just scratching surface. Amen. And you got to be able to look past, you know, you got to be able to look into the story. And that's why, you know, I encourage, you know, especially a lot of international leaders that sits amongst me, you know, to you got to have a mind, or you got to allow the Holy Ghost. Read in the Holy Ghost, amen, that way you could be able to look deeper into the story. Because repentance, many people think it is a form of level of speech, a form of level of words, confession, a confession, amen. But, you know, so many people repent by the words that they say, but their actions are so far from it. Amen. And that's why we have that term of repentance, meaning you have to turn for what you're doing, stop what you're doing. Absolutely. So your true repentance is not from the vocabulary that you use, it's from the actions that you do. Amen. Because the vocabulary, you got a lot of people that got plenty of good talk game. And talk is cheap, amen? But yet and still, their action shows a whole nother thing. Well, let's look at this right quick, amen? You got many people tell you that, you know, they are here for you, that they are there for you. You hear them with their words, but the moment, you know, it's time for you to prove or to show what you said, amen, your actions is so far from it. And that's a form of repentance. That's why many people think because they confess or they say things out of their mouth that God automatically honors. No, he does not. You know, and that is the biggest misconception of it all, that throughout the body of Christ, because people said something out of their mouth, they believe God's honor. I was sharing with you back in dealing with trust, you know, how trust has to be earned. It has to be proven. You got to be proven that you are trustworthy. Amen? You got to prove that what God says, you know, what you are repenting or turning away from, that it deserved to get thrown into the sea of forgiveness. Because at the end of the day, you keep bringing it back up. Amen? God, in other words, God forgives you. And this is the thing that, let me break it down. Hopefully I can break it down very understandable in a theology form. Now, God forgives you in a form, watch this now, in a form to where your actions won't lead you to death. Amen? It will not lead you to death, but your actions, regardless of what, it has a judgment or it has consequences that attach to it. And this is the thing that we have to understand. Now, what do you mean by death? Other words, what I mean by death, your actions won't lead you to where you are hell bound. See, in the Old Testament, regardless of what, you was hell bound. When you was wrong, my God, it was it for you. You know, you call yourself a man of God and you want to act a fool, you go right ahead. It was done for you, because one-on-one with God, he did not play. So your actions led you to a place that's it. You done. Amen? To now, repentance is a form of your actions will not lead you to hell bound. You know, your actions won't lead you to hell bound, but your actions still has consequences on it. Now, it gets a little deeper. You know, it gets a little deeper. Even though your actions or your confession won't allow you to go hell bound, it's really an opportunity that you could choose to go one way from the other way. Amen? In other words, who control that opportunity? You. How can I control the opportunity to not allow my life to go into condemnation? Easy. You need to stop doing what you're doing. Bottom line, stop it, you know, begin to go a different path and begin to go different journey. Because even though you confess, amen, even though you confess sin, but you're still doing what you're doing. So in other words, you got an opportunity. So now the opportunity for we won't have, our actions won't lead us to a sentence of that's it. But guess what? We still have consequences according to our actions. So I just want to let people know, you know, by you confessing or you saying, you know, forgive me, you know, let me tell you something. It's still consequences that comes from your actions, amen? And you got to understand that it just not go away. So that's why you got to think about the things that you engage in, think about the things that you do, think about it, regardless of what. I wouldn't care if somebody tick you off, you know, and you done flew off the handle and you have a reason, you had a reason to fly off, amen? You really got, they really push you to the limit. But still, it's going to come consequences pertaining to your action. Things can happen. Issues can happen. Things can flare up. Look at Moses. You know, the people got on Moses' nerves. God spoke to Moses and told Moses, say, listen, I need you to speak to the rock. Moses don't hit the doggone rock. And God say, now look, you ain't going to enter into the promised land. Because what? Your actions. Amen? But did that stop Moses from spending time with God? No, because why? Moses had a repentance heart. Amen? So he had a repentance heart. He was sorry for what he done. People pushed him to that point. But guess what? He still had consequences pertaining to his what? His actions. And that's what people, you have to understand. You know, I know you got this one part, you know, God gonna forgive you, it's gonna be all right, redemption gonna come. No, I want you to understand something, that is consequences that gonna come. So a lot of this stuff that people talking about the devil and all this kind of stuff here, baby, you better be looking, are you in your reaping season and you're reaping some of these things that you sow, even though you got your heart right. Uh-oh, now we're hitting on something. See, this is the thing that where you got to understand. Even though you got your heart right, even though you back on track, even though you back in prayer, even though you back in worship, baby, the things that you did when you called yourself want to just take a 5-minute break on last year, you still got to reap what you sow. And this is where people continually to reap different things, because when your reaping season comes, instead of you sitting yourself down and just weathering out the storm, we still react. So now through that reaction, it's going to come another time where you're going to have to reap that what you sow. You see how this stuff just piles up and continues to piles up and piles up? And this is where Jesus was like, listen, you got to turn the other cheek. You got to give the other cheek. Amen? Because at the end of the day, some of this stuff that we are getting hit on is because we deserve it when ourself. And because we deserve it ourselves, amen, and now when things come, and this is where people get out of whack at, because they praying now, because you're fasting now, because you're seeking God now, because you're trying to do something so a little bit here and there now, you're trying to get back on track. And here come hell and high water. Well, the hell and high water was already established before you got on track. But you just had to wait on your reaping season to reap, my God Almighty, the things that was done. And if you don't go through, if you don't weather the storm, you're going to have another reaping season of the things that you done. That's why it's good to sit down, chill out, relax. Amen? Another thing that I want to, how much time I have? Give me a couple more minutes. That's it. And another area I want to help break down just a tad little bit. Amen. If you know that that confession, that part that make you what's the word? Oh my goodness. That part, the conviction needs to be there in your life. The conviction is part of the Holy Spirit. You know, it needs to be there, the conviction. You don't, if you smother conviction keep you grounded, keep you from going through some nonsense, or you got to reap some nonsense. Because because you could go back and immediately get it back together before you get sentenced, my God Almighty, of the different things you do. Now, you have a window. You have a small window where you could go and get things right before a judgment sentence is released on your life. Other words, you know, you get conviction, you told somebody off and you know you shouldn't did it. Amen. Then all of a sudden you got this conviction, like, even though they did this to me, I shouldn't even went that far with them. So what you do immediately, you give them a call and say, listen, sister so-and-so, I am so sorry. I'm sorry that I reacted. Then they probably say, well, you know what? I pushed it. Amen. But still, I still should have just chilled out, hold myself in that manner. You see, this is how you keep your slate clean. And this is where I'm going to be digging into tonight, you know, pertaining to living a holy life. Because living a holy life, it doesn't mean you ain't going to have faults or you're not going to have issues. It means you're taking that window or opportunity to get it right, to actually really get it right, turn, be very remorseful of the different things that you did not do right, you know, and really get it. That's living a holy life. It's going to come to a time, people, you got to understand, the Bible declares you was born in sin, shaping iniquity. And at the end of the day, it also declares that the spirit and the flesh, it does what? It wars against each other. So you're going to have moments to where you're just going to be like, oh, my goodness. But that window of opportunity, when that conviction comes into your life, when that Holy Ghost begins to nudge you and say, that's not it. That's the moment where grace is presenting itself before you and say, get it right. It's when we leave these things undone where we have to reap this stuff that we sow. Y'all hear me? It's when we leave these things undone. So many people just leave these things undone. They deserve that. They deserve it. They deserve it. I ain't doing that. I can't do this. Forget all that. I don't got time for y'all. See, when y'all leave things undone, that's where reaping what you sow comes in activation in your life. You could quit all that, live a holy life, and live a life by your actions, not by the things that comes out of your mouth, because what comes out of your mouth, it could contradict, my God, your actions that you show. That you, evangelist. Tune in tonight at 8 o'clock.
Praise the Lord, and that's exactly where we're going to leave it. I am actually excited about what God is getting ready to do, and I'm telling you all, that locomotive is running. As you see, week after week, God is downpouring. He is just so awesome. When you are in a place where you are willing to allow the Holy Spirit to be your leader, to be your guide, He just takes you into the areas that He wants you to hear. And I am excited to hear the teachings that God has already downpoured in. So I want you all to be a part of that too. All over this land, it is 8. The time will be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not sure what it is in everybody else's country, but I do want to tell you it is worth the sacrifice. It is worth staying up late or getting up earlier. The number that the meeting line number is area code 385-799-9620. Again, it is 385, the area code, 799-9620. Again, I will leave you. Don't sleep nor slumber, because God is activating some things in your life to keep you on the path of the right path, the righteous path. And you do not want to miss what He has downpoured. As I tell you all the time, the information that God is putting out right now, people pay thousands of dollars for it. He is blessing you. He is in a place, a season of blessing you. Receive the blessings of God. It's not always monetary. It's not always physical. So God is blessing you with His words of wisdom. He is giving you insight on the things that's needed to possibly get you a physical or monetary blessing. So don't sleep nor slumber. Apostle Temple, do you have any closing words before we close out?
I really don't. You know, I just want you all to tune in. I'm going to do I can be able to really break it down very clearly, have a little bit more time. But people just really, you know, need to understand the difference between your repentance and getting it right, and also you still has a judgment sentence because you left some things undone in the window of opportunity. And that's what happened to so many people, you know, because of that window opportunity you didn't take advantage of to deal with self. I'm going to just put that right there. To deal with self and accountability of self, you still dealing with everybody else, amen, and now you're going through a reaping season, even though you back in church shouting, even though the mantle of God done for you. Got to understand, you could get the mantle, you could get your prayer life back, you could get your worship back, you could feel God back, but guess what? He's a man that he shall not lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. It's not going to stop the consequences that you tied up 3 years ago. It's not going to stop the reaping process that you did 5 years ago. It's not going to stop that. Why? Because it's in his word. Even though he forgave you. And forgiveness just comes to the point of eternal condemnation, eternally. Amen? So even though he forgave you, that eternal part that you was heading down at, guess what? It stops. You no longer, that sentence is going to be on you. But you still have sentence that you got to reap the things that you sow. So that's why you got to be very cautious. And if you want a blessed life, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you, how you feel, you have to be mindful of your surroundings and how you treat people, how you do people, and how you handle different things and how you handle different situations if you want to have a blessed life. Amen. Just tune in tonight. I'm going to try to do a better job and really dig more into it. Back to you, Evangelist.
Okay, again, we'll see you 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and let me give you, share the number with you one more time, area code 385-799-9620. Be there or be square. I will sit and say this to you all. Please do not forget to just let Jesus know that he is just only one step away. Remind yourself that no matter what your circumstances, what your situation is, that he is there. You just need to receive. So we leave you with love, peace, and happiness, and we will see you on at 8 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time. And hey, bring some other people with you. It is a free conference that you are getting ready to engage in, and just know that the words are true. It is the unadulterated truth, and it's something that God is wanting you to hear in this time, in this season. So don't be out of season. Don't be in the wrong place at the wrong time so you cannot receive what God has for you. So we'll see you tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless. Have a beautiful Monday, because it is marvelous, it is magnificent, and you may receive your miracle that you have been praying for on this Monday. Have a great day.